Band from Mission, Texas, directed by Mr. Richard Sidney.
Hello, Cavalier Jazz Band. This is Ron Wilkins. Raphael, good to see you. Thanks for bringing the band. Looking forward to hearing you guys.
Raphael by Rick Faulkner. Can't Buy Me Love by John Lennon, Paul McCartney, arranged by Michael Sweeney. Again, please take the time to silence all electronics and refrain from leaving or entering the area during the performance.
All right.
Thank you again for your attendance. Please join me in welcoming Rafael Cantu, Junior High Cavalier Jazz Band.
All right, let's do it. Instead of like dot 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 playing a continuous line like that, more so I'm hearing the guitar doing that. I think I don't know if you really need that much comping on the guitar the whole time. I could use more bass actually in the mix. The guitar is a little bit too loud. Driving the band here, and it's not supposed to quite be like that. All right, it's a good start. In order to be able to play the swing style, you've got to be able to spend time and just work on interpreting swing. It makes a big difference if you're listening to it, and in this case with your director, I think it's important for him to go ahead and make sure that you guys at least listen to what a swing jazz band sounds like. There's a lot of them out there that you could check out between YouTube, as well as just, you know, scoping out off of your Spotify or your iTunes. But being able to play that style of swing really requires a lot more attention and detail in terms of how the ensemble comes off, as well as making sure the rhythm section doesn't overpower the band. I kind of like the groove on this one and the vibe with it as well. Once again, though, the guitar is too loud, guys. Thank you. Omar, you're working the room with the trumpet solos, dude. Sounds great. I think the trombone solo, you started off playing the same riff as everyone else, but you first off making sure that you know that you're playing across a C vamp here. So as far as the chords go on, it's pretty basic between C, E, G, and concert C, but you can also flat the seventh note, the B natural, make it a B flat. That gives it a little bit more flavor and a little bit more style. Like the flute solo a lot. Sax solo's really good. A little bit more chops. All right, so now we're going into the shout section here with the ensemble. I can hear the instruments coming across, it's just the intonation issues are a little edgy. Loving the trombone roars. Playing solid here. But now that when the rest of the ensemble comes in, the rhythm section in the ensemble has to back off a little bit so we can hear the melodic line. You backed off a little bit more now with got the flute coming across with the rest of the woodwinds, but you can still balance this out even better. It's just right now the rhythm section is coming off very flat. Coming off very flat and very loud. And man, even when all of a sudden these things start happening with the from the unison to a little bit more harmony and such, you have to balance better to be able to bring that out, and all of a sudden the ensemble sounds twice as good. That can make all the difference in the world instead of just having the kids play one volume the whole bloody time. You can't do that. You've got to be able to go ahead and balance things out a little bit more, and particularly the guitar just has to turn down. That makes a big difference in and of itself. Articulations just need to be cleaner overall. I hear one trombone is standing out more so than the others, but that has to change a little bit more too to balance out. And Omar brings it again. Work that room, boy. Work that room. Nice. Nice. I don't know how much of that was actually rehearsed or improvised, but it came off pretty good. All right, now the guitar has a chance to actually play and play a line. This is where you actually turn up on your volume, and right now your volume is actually still a little hot, but actually it works better. And now you turn down just a little bit, but you got to turn down a little bit more than that when the ensemble comes back in again. Kind of, I hear what the bass is doing, just playing the very basic line between like the 1 and 5 chords and such. Doing a decent job of it, but the guitar is still too loud. I mean, it may be written like that, but you can actually clean that up a little bit more. All right. All right. Very young band. Lots of potential, but a very young band, and just need to really work more on getting the ensemble to sound better balanced overall. Once again, I know it's a live room and all, and you have to kind of work with what you're at, but the thing is that you can still play to the room, and you don't have to overplay with the electric instruments to be able to make sure that then the acoustic instruments can have a chance to be able to be heard, and then the balance is even better. That's probably my biggest thing that I have to nitpick on when it comes to this. You had some nice tunes. I mean, you know, I appreciate the focus on changing the styles a little bit in the genre. But I still feel also it's important that a jazz festival is trying check out and find other tunes that can really bring out more about jazz. But as is, it's a good job. It's a good group. More work ahead, and put in a lot more listening to the style. Make sure that you understand how it all comes together. And from listening and studying of what big bands sound like, as well as being able to spend the time just honing your craft on your instruments a little bit better. Knowing your instrument, knowing your scales, knowing how to be able to play across certain attacks, to be able to play with dynamics, to balance better, to use your overall ears and listening to help the ensemble sound even more like an ensemble instead of just like a group of people just trying to play together. You gotta have the ears open. It makes a big difference. I enjoyed it. It was a good ensemble. Thanks for coming, and I appreciate the listen. I hope these comments do help, and I hope you're able to put in more listening and study on the music, and come back next year and do even better. Thanks. Have a good day.